Good morning. Yeah, good morning. Are you excited to be here this morning?
Yes.
Do you feel that there is a buzz?
Yes.
And also, I've been thinking about what I'm going to speak about this morning for quite some time. And sometimes you think, yes, I've got a message, I need to speak this out, but you're not sure. And then over weeks and maybe months, you get confirmation. And over the last couple of weeks, everything that I've heard in men's group, whenever I've met with people, it's sort of backed up what I'm going to speak about this morning. I have a film clip for you. Forrest Gump's mum used to say, life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. It's a bit like when I speak. Well, you've had the opening credits to Bonanza. You've had the sinking of the Titanic. Now you've got Forrest Gump. I dread to think what you're going to get next time. And this about not knowing what you're going to get. I don't know what you're going to get this morning because I've managed to shuffle my notes. So anything can happen this morning. We'll come back to Forrest Gump later. I want to talk about one of the parables. The dictionary definition of a parable is a narrative of imagined events used to illustrate a moral or spiritual lesson. Jesus used parables to illustrate things so that if someone wasn't educated, they could still get the message, they could get the gist of what he was saying. Just as stained glass windows in churches depict stories from the Bible so that people who are less educated, who maybe can't read the Bible, can still see what Jesus is on about and what the Bible is on about. I want to share from Matthew 13, and it's the parable of the sower. What do you make of this? A farmer planted seed. As he scattered the seed, some of it fell on the road, and birds ate it. Some fell in the gravel. It sprouted quickly, but didn't put down roots. So when the same sun came up, it withered just as quickly. Some fell in the weeds. As it came up, it was strangled by the weeds. Some fell on good earth and produced a harvest beyond his wildest dreams. And then further on, Jesus describes what it's on about. The disciples asked, why do you tell stories? He replied, you've been given insight into God's kingdom. You know how it works. Not everybody has this gift, this insight. It hasn't been given to them. Whenever someone has a ready heart for this, the insights and the understandings flow freely. But if there's no readiness, any trace of receptivity soon disappears. That's why I tell stories, to create readiness, to nudge the people towards a receptive insight. In their present state, they can stare till doomsday and not see it. Listen till they're blue in the face and not get it. I don't want Isaiah's forecast repeated all over again. And it goes on about ears being open and eyes being opened. I want to talk about sowing seeds. And you've already heard that I sowed a seed in the coffee shop. Now, the thing about that is that I don't know what's going to happen beyond that. I feel sure that if somebody bought me coffee, I would tell people. So I'm assuming they went home and shared with their family that, hey, some guy bought us coffee. And if they said, well, why did you do that? He told us Jesus loved us. And so it's going to spread. It's going to gather momentum. And hopefully sometime they will also buy somebody a coffee or a random act of kindness. Because Jesus loves you. In this passage, we're not talking about flower seeds or vegetable seeds. We're talking about the good news of the gospel. Do we look at this passage and think, we need to be careful where we sow the good news about Jesus? Because it's saying, you know, don't sow where there are weeds. Don't sow where there is stony ground. We shouldn't Why are you saying we shouldn't sow where we don't expect a harvest? But John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. He doesn't say, I gave my one and only Son for the holy huddle. He gave his one and only Son for the whole world, for everybody. So we've got to go out there and spread, sow seeds. We can't go through thinking, oh, I can't sow a seed there. There are weeds there. I can't sow a seed there. There's stony ground there. I can only sow where there's fertile ground. Especially the fertile ground really is in the church, isn't it? Where you're talking to fellow Christians. But this is not just for Christians. It's for the whole world. Surely it is our commission to spread the word of God. A farmer sowing seed may only have a limited supply, so his seeds are precious and not to be wasted. Because he needs to reap as rich a harvest as he can, he wouldn't dream of sowing on ground that isn't fertile. He also knows that the seed he is sowing and what his crop will be. He sows in anticipation of an abundant harvest so as to keep him solvent. If a gardener sows flower seeds, he does so with the expectation of an abundance of colourful flowers. If vegetable seeds are sown, there is an expectation of garden fresh vegetables to eat. The gardener knows which seeds they are sowing. They don't sow flower seeds to produce vegetables. Conversely, they don't sow vegetable seeds to create flowers. We can sow much more... We can sow a much more abundant seed, one that will never run out. We don't need to worry if we have enough seed. We don't have to remember to take it with us. Wallet, keys, oh, I nearly forgot, seed. We don't have to think like that because it's here. It's here in our hearts, ready to be shared. I've lost where I am. Yeah, ground in this parable doesn't mean soil, it means people's hearts. Surely this means that we should sow where there are weeds or stony ground, because this is where the greatest need is. As well as sowing seeds, we need to be prepared to take, to come alongside. Let's face it, if you're a gardener and your garden is full of weeds, the last thing you want is some clever dick leaning on the gate saying, by heck, there's got a lot of weeds in there. Or he's asking the silly question, is it a garden or a rockery? When in actual fact, what you need is someone to take you by the hand and say, I'm with you in this. We can clear this. We can deal with this. We can see it through. Back to Forrest Gump. Nobody knows what life's going to throw at you. Nobody knows what life's going to throw at you. If you get the wrong chocolate from a box of chocolates, you can spit it out, hopefully discreetly. Maybe not. But you cannot spit life out. You have to deal with what life brings. This is where we come in. We are not expected to be the archetypal superhero. You know the type. Hair greased back. Underpants over your tights. Cape blowing in the wind. Flies in, sorts the problem, flies off for the next disaster. That is not our job. Our job is to be in it for the long term, to come alongside. Hopefully my notes are now back in order. Our job is the long and consistent presence, to be the light at the end of someone's tunnel, the helping hand that doesn't go away. The hope of better times to come. We can sow seeds of hope, love, forgiveness, and acceptance. Life can sometimes drag people down with weeds and thorns or stones to cause them to stumble. We need to be prepared to get scratched and stung by the weeds and thorns, or our hands dirty removing stones. We need to be ready to reach out and say, take my hand, I am here to see you through this. We can get rid of the weeds and thorns. we can remove the stones. Remember, you may not know what the ground is like. What you see as fertile ground might turn out to be a mess of weeds or stones. Ground you see as weeds and stones may turn out to be fertile ground. You just don't know. Because Jesus resides in us, when we say, take my hand, I will help you, we are actually saying, take my hand and the hand of Jesus. He will see us through whatever life has for you. We need to be the light, the love, and the hope for people around us. We need to step out. It doesn't have to cost anything. Just asking how someone is and listening. Saying hello to someone you pass. Smile at someone. Apart from the word of God, the most potent weapon a human being has got is a smile. Is a smile. Smile at someone. You may get a funny look, but hopefully it will sow the seed. Sowing seed, you see, you don't know what you're going to be sowing. You could sow the seed that is the pebble that killed a giant in someone's life. Somebody may be struggling with a giant, and the seed you sow is the pebble that kills it. The problem is sometimes we can get where we think, we overthink things. We have to think, if I sow this seed, what's going on? We don't have to do that. Sow the seed. But then again, we shouldn't be sowing it casually. In this passage, it sounds as if the farmer's throwing seeds out wherever it goes. He's not noticing where it goes. We need to be specific with our seeds, but not be afraid to sow them. Because again, we're not going to know what the harvest is. If someone asks why you are smiling and happy, tell them it is the love of Jesus inside you, and you want to share it with them. Unfortunately, when we were in the coffee shop, we didn't get a chance to share with these guys, although they sat a couple of tables away from us. Maybe we should have followed it through. When we sow seeds, we don't know what we're sowing or what the harvest will be. You may be sowing a seed that confirms a previous seed. You may be watering a previous seed. We might be reigniting a fire that once burned. We don't need to know what we have sown. We just have to be certain God will honour that seed and bring it to harvest. I just want to encourage you this morning to step out and possibly change someone's life with a simple act. Remember, we sow, God grows. I just don't know where to go from here. That's about at the end of my note. But to go back to my testimony, as I say, you don't know what your seed is going to do. You don't know what your seed is going to do. But be prepared to share it. Be prepared to share it. Just simple things. Simple things. And amazing things can happen. I'd say, unfortunately, you're not gonna see what comes. Hopefully we'll see these guys again and say, hey, guess what? You know, we told people about it. But you're not necessarily going to know that. But we don't need to know. All we need to know is we're doing God's work. We're doing God's will. We're sowing the seed, the knowledge of Christ Almighty. So I just want to encourage you, really encourage you, to look at these cards that you were given. Read them and act upon them. Just be the light of Christ in somebody's life. We sow, God grows. We sow, God grows. If you're going to take something away this morning, take that. We sow, God grows. I know I haven't been doing it for half an hour, but yeah, just be encouraged. It works. It works. When we're in the coffee shop, I didn't go in with the intention of buying somebody coffee. It just happened that I was there and suddenly it came to my mind, pay for their coffee. You know, you don't have to plan these things. Maybe if you plan them, it won't work because you're looking. When in actual fact, what you do, you just go back to your normal life and God will bring somebody alongside you who needs a coffee or needs an insight into their life. Just prepare to sow. We sow, God grows. Thank you. Thank you for listening.